Welcome to today's interview here on Brighteon.com, and we're all watching the current escalation of, well, riots or an insurrection beginning in LA, but apparently spreading to other cities more and more. And we've seen experts like Matt Bracken, who I'm interviewing, talk about how there's a very high likelihood that Los Angeles will lose power as this domestic war, whatever you want to call it, continues to escalate. The power grid is not well protected. It's rather vulnerable. And when the power grid goes down, you lose the cell towers. So you lose connectivity with all of your mobile devices. Well, of course, we partnered for many years with the satellite phone store. And I will not travel without satellite phones and the Bivy sticks, which are the two-way satellite-based text messaging devices. And these devices, the satellite phones and the Bivy sticks, and now their partnership with Starlink for satellite bandwidth, this has already helped numerous people save lives and get rescue and be able to reach their loved ones in times of emergency, including the fires in Hawaii and the other natural disasters that happened in North Carolina, et cetera. So joining me today to talk about emergency preparedness and these solutions from the satellite phone store is none other than Tina herself. She joins me in studio. Thanks for making the trip out here to Texas and welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much. I always love coming here. Yeah, it's a little humid, but compared to San Diego.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or Nevada, yeah.
But we always love having you here. Let me get the mic just a little bit closer to you there. We always love having you here because you always bring show and tell type of stuff. So, and today is no exception as well. But I know we're talking about the satellite phones and so on, but a lot of people have been really intrigued by the Starlink systems that your company now offers, where people don't have to pay out of pocket for all the hardware up front. You make it a lot more affordable. What do you want to show us today related to the Starlink systems?
Yeah. So as you said at the beginning, you're like, you know, the power could go off. Well, guess what? Also, if it gets really crazy there, and it might, they may turn off the cell towers because a lot of these groups are communicating.
Yes.
And that's the reason why these groups are regrouping in areas, because they have some kind of a secret communication. So the cell towers could be turned off easily, but guess what? You can't turn off satellite. So in order, should anything happen, should the cell towers go down in Los Angeles or in California for any reason, you can still communicate if you have a satellite phones with your friends and family. That's why it's really important. And when you and I, when I planned on coming here, we had no idea, because there was nothing happening in the country. Everything was kind of quiet, but it seems like things are always happening. It is so good to be prepared. And it's, go ahead.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, Trump has dispatched 700 active duty Marines, you know, fighting force Marines to Los Angeles, in addition to the thousands of National Guard troops that have been dispatched there. And it just shows that, you know, tensions are high in many places across the country, especially in these cities, and that it's an unpredictable situation. You could be a citizen living in a suburb, or you could be even living out in the country, but you're connected to a power grid that gets taken down either by sabotage or maybe a tactical takedown for a national security reason that we're not aware of. You could be impacted by this, even if you're not in Los Angeles, is my point.
Right. And obviously, as you know, these are all planned. They're paid. These people are paid to go.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of idiots that decide, oh, I'm just going to go and start looting and all that, because, you know, and then they join because they don't realize it. I remember in San Diego one time, there was some kind of a shooting. This was the first Trump, when Trump was in power the first time. And it was near my house. And I went out there, talked to the people, and they were like spitting at the police and everything. And I started asking them, like, well, where do you guys live? Where are you? And they were all came in from different cities. There was not a single person that was local in San Diego, and this is the area that I lived in. And, you know, and I went out because it was really close to my house. I went out and talked to people. So, you know, these are all planned. But in Los Angeles, you know, obviously there's a lot of idiots that go out there and think, oh, this is real. It's not real. I don't believe it's real. I think it is planned, and these people are paid, and there's a lot of money behind it. And I think we're going to find out what that is.
Yeah, actually, Tom Homan said that this whole thing started when his people were serving warrants for a money laundering investigation. It wasn't even about, quote, illegals or migrants or whatever. Wow. It was a money laundering investigation. And that's when the riots erupted, because there are certain groups, some of them have been identified, that are definitely taking money to do this. But, and those groups got a lot of their funding from USAID before it got shut down. So there are billions of dollars in the pipeline to fund this. But that means, Tina, that we're probably going to see riots spread to cities. I mean, it started in Austin this last weekend, right? And we're probably going to see Houston. We're probably going to see Chicago, New York, Denver, of course, Portland and Seattle, maybe Phoenix and places like that. In other words, our whole country is being turned into, you know, because of these groups that are taking all this money and staging all this, our whole country is being turned into kind of a battlefield.
Yeah.
Which is very regrettable.
Yeah. I hear a lot of news medias that are saying, you know, these people, I heard one person say, these people were only out there having fun watching cars burn. Did
yeah,
you hear that?
That was ABC
I was
News,
like,
I think. Yeah.
You've got to be kidding. So, yeah. And then they're talking about Civil War, and good luck with Civil War, because I think we own all the guns, right? Yeah, something
yeah.
like that.
I mean, you're in Texas right now, so the answer is
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my hometown is in Nevada, same thing. Nevada has really good gun laws. I got my concealed weapon license and all that there. But you're absolutely right. These things are happening everywhere. And we're just getting into also the hurricane season. And I don't know if you saw the report, the hurricane predictions are going to be just like or even worse than they were last year. So we just need to be prepared. We need to be prepared for communications, because Mike, the communication will be the first thing to go if we got anything, because without communication, if people are crippled, whether it's
Absolutely.
Our government, whether it's the terrorists, whether it's another country. I know there's a lot of things that are heating up with Russia, with China. And the first thing that they will take down is going to be communication and the grid.
Yeah.
And they can't take down the satellites. So we encourage everyone. We made it so simple. It's you get a free phone when you sign up on a 12-month agreement. And now you've got a way to communicate with your friends and family and not have to worry about anything going down.
Let me mention this, then I want to talk about just Iran for a second. But yeah, satellite phone store, folks, sat123.com. What I love about what you offer with the satellite phones is that the minutes roll over. So you get a certain number of minutes per month. If you don't use those minutes, you can save them up as they roll over, and then you can use them in an emergency. You can help your neighbors make calls. And this is what happened with many of your customers during fires and floods and other events. Like, one person with a satellite phone was able to help hundreds of people
right.
reach their loved ones, or sometimes reach emergency services, et cetera.
Right.
How many stories like that have you
Yeah, I mean, witnessed? Every time Lahaina, we heard so many people say that, you know, they had the phone for 7 years and they didn't use it. And that one time when they really needed to use it to bring families together, because families were separated. Some were in different shelters. And that's how they got together. And they're like, yes, your children are at this shelter. Can you imagine not knowing where your family
is? Exactly.
And then, of course, during Hurricane Helene in North Carolina last year, that was huge. And one of the things that we did here, because we work with first responders, that the people that had satellite phones were able to call the first responders to get the right product to them.
Right.
It wasn't just that water they needed. They needed insulin, they needed baby food, diapers, whatever it is that they needed. And that's where the first responders were able to bring the right product to the right community. One person having a satellite phone in a community helped the whole community.
Yeah.
And then also, of course, they were able to call friends and family. And then during emergencies, I just want to let you know that even if somebody uses thousands a minute and they don't have them, we normally don't charge for overage. We choose an area where there is an emergency, and we're not going to charge, because we know that this person that had the satellite phone there was able to donate their satellite phones for everyone in the area
yes.
to call their friends and families. Plus, a lot of times, with first responders. So no, we know it's not abuse, and we know it was needed, so we don't bill for overage and when there is a disaster in certain areas.
That's a big deal, and it just it underscores the ethical nature of your company, that you're always donating, you're always helping people in need, you're always there, frankly, when there's a hurricane or a fire, or if there are earthquakes that are coming up, or volcanoes, or whatever it is. And I remember you telling me before that the phone companies use your satellite phones for their repair crew to go out and repair their infrastructure so they can talk to each other.
Yeah.
So
yeah. All major phone companies, when there's anything that happens, whether it's an earthquake, fire, tornado, hurricane, anything, when their cell towers go down, they have to have a satellite phone to be able to communicate with the drivers. So that they can go and repair their towers. Satellite phones are very important. And you know, I mean, like earthquake, man, in California, we are so due, but I keep hearing now that there's the Mississippi area.
New Madrid fault.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. That's kind of getting ready to, or there's been some activities there. And I heard that that could be huge. And so it doesn't matter where you are in the country. I think communication is important.
Well, absolutely. And that's why, you know, obviously satellites are far above the earth, so they're not impacted by all these, you know, mm-hmm. these earthly events. But it is important to remind our audience that you do have to have to be able to see the sky, and you need to point that antenna up at the sky. I have some old DVDs from 20 plus years ago. There was a TV series called 24 starring Kiefer Sutherland. I was watching an episode last night while I was doing some body rolling, and sure enough, they had a satellite phone and they had that antenna pointed sideways. And they do that in Hollywood shows all the time.
Oh,
they
yeah.
don't respect the sky yeah. is the answer. Yeah.
There's a movie called Blood Diamond with Leonardo DiCaprio. And at the end of the movie where he's dying and he calls his girlfriend and he's using an old Telit. It's a Telit that was one of the first satellite phones. And he's got the antenna pointing down to the ground as he's talking to her. And I'm like, dude, I know you're not talking to her. Yeah. And then you see a lot of movies because the movie companies will get a satellite phone from us. I'll rent them to make their movies.
Yeah.
Except for Naked and Afraid. Naked and Afraid actually wants working phones. But the rest of them, they said, we don't even need it to work. So what's the best deal? I'm like, dude, you're spending millions of dollars making a movie and you're concerned about spending, you know, $500 on a rental for a couple months. But yeah, they ask us for a sat phone. They just need it to power on. They don't need it to work. And that's usually all the movies that we rent to that are making movies.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, and they use it in a basement, but you're right. You have to be outside. You have to have the antenna pointed to the sky and to be able to make a call. It will not work indoors, and it will not work if you hold the phone and then hold it this way and then have the antenna pointing sideways or to the ground. You always have to make sure you adjust the antenna to be pointing up.
All right, now speaking of antennas, let me brag about the new Starlink systems that you offer, Starlink123.com. And what I found out from personal experience is because I have one of your Starlink, it's the commercial panel.
Right.
That can track more satellites than the smaller panels. I was shocked at just how robust it was. But the place I have it installed is an elevated place. And a few weeks ago, we were warned that there were some crazy, insane straight-line winds coming through Central Texas, like 80-mile-an-hour winds. So I said, I need to pull the Starlink system off of that, and I'm just going to set it on the ground over here and just assume it's offline. I set it on the ground with grass, tall grass around it and everything. And then I was shocked to find out it still had great bandwidth.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could have had it on the ground the whole time. I didn't realize it. And it was right next to a building. Like half the sky was blocked and it was still working because it tracks so many satellites. This is not the same as the old Starlink systems.
Right. You know, Starlink is probably from what I see, it's the fastest growing internet company in this country. It is so amazing. I think you can see that small. It's on the camera. It's so small.
Oh, yeah, that's the mini version, the white
right,
panel.
Right. This thing is portable. It's light. I think it weighs like less than a couple pounds. It's so small. Yeah. And if you can see that battery pack, and then all you need is this small solar panel.
Oh, okay.
This and panel. That is all you need to be able to stream, do podcasts, record, watch TV, literally from anywhere on the planet.
These are the solar cells?
That's what charges your battery pack. Your battery pack will give you about 2 to 3 hours of service on your on your Starlink. Then after that, you just need to plug it in and charge it. But I mean, it's amazing. I've been recording podcasts from my camp. In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I've been watching TV. I've been streaming, doing all kinds of things. I went camping for 2 weeks, and I was in the middle of nowhere. And I can literally do everything that I limited myself because I'm trying to detox from all this radiation from the cell
blue
towers.
Blue screens and everything, yeah.
So I did limit myself, but it is amazing that you can do all that. And it's portable, so you can literally take it with you wherever you go.
We've got anti-blue screen glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
You can just wear orange.
Yeah, the EMF is crazy. And yeah, I think we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Starlink, I highly recommend it. And I know a lot of your audience probably already have Starlink because we're seeing the growth on it is amazing. Now, if you have Starlink and you want to help Mike to get credit, you can call us and also transfer your Starlink. The price is the same. You can transfer the service to us and talk to our people, and maybe we'll throw in like a free Faraday computer bag or a bulletproof backpack. You really do need them today in Los Angeles. If I was in LA, I'd be with my bulletproof backpack.
Yes. Well, it's funny because I was just talking with John from Dawson Knives, and remember that I co-designed a knife called Escape from LA.
Yeah.
And it was like how to get out of LA in a power outage. That was the whole emphasis behind the knife. So you've got ballistic backpacks and sat phones and the Starlink systems. So together we have the perfect bug out kit to actually do a Kurt Russell and escape from LA.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely do. I have one of those knives and I love that knife. I also have the machete and then I've got the hatchet. And
oh,
I love them.
Yeah.
So I took them out when I was camping for 2 weeks.
They're so
and
good.
I actually put them to use. I was cutting, wood and everything for my fire. So it was really nice. So yeah, and I think you have them. You have them on your site, right?
Yeah, on our site.
Yeah.
But a quick question about Starlink. So again, the website is starlink123.com. If people want to get the Starlink systems through the satellite phone store, and they can get maybe a bonus item, like you were just mentioning, if they do that.
If they switch, if they have Starlink and then they come to us instead of going direct or, switch our Starlink, or if they're with another company, then we can, they can just call us and transfer the service. And then obviously, you benefit and I benefit and
helps support the platform.
Yeah, it helps me, it helps you.
As I understand it, Starlink eliminated the distinction between roaming and non-roaming. Is that correct? It's all one service for the entire continental United States. Is that correct?
No, there's still sectionals. Like your Starlink is stationary, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the ones that we mostly are doing are the ones that are portable, because stationary you can only install it. House or whatever, and then you can only use it there when you get the stationary service. So what we offer
is a difference.
Yeah, so we offer the mobile because we want you to take it with you wherever you go. That's what I do. I have it at my house when I'm home, or because I travel so much. So I just take it with me, and wherever I go, it's what I use for my internet. It's what I use to watch TV. It's what I use for everything that I do now. You don't need I don't need to have, you know, other companies, internet companies.
Yeah.
As I travel, I just need the one and it works.
Well, and I also noticed that the newer Starlink system that you're offering now that tracks more satellites with the larger square dish.
Those are free, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So people just pay a monthly fee. They get the service, they get a certain amount of bandwidth, and then they get all the hardware for free with a commitment. Yeah. What's the commitment? 12 months or something?
It is 12 months. They do get the unit for free, and I think it's 500 gigabytes, which is a lot. I use mine so much, and I can't burn through that many. You do because you've got a lot of things. You're on a terabyte, right?
I'm on a terabyte plan, but yep. I'm moving a lot of files, like all the files that I record, which are WAV files, get uploaded that I'm downloading and mm-hmm. broadcasting, video files, MP4s. But what I notice is switching over to the newer Starlink systems, that the old ones would drop a large download. Like if I'm downloading a gigabyte file, the old ones would tend to drop it, which I assume was like a handshake between different satellites passing overhead. Like because those old antennas couldn't track as many satellites, they didn't have as smooth of a handshake. And then a big download would be interrupted. You'd have to start over. But the systems that you offer now, the newer Starlink systems, they have very smooth handshaking. And I've been able to download, you know, multi-gigabyte files without any interruptions. So it's made a big difference.
Yeah, it has. And I totally a big believer now because I've been using it. And I cannot believe till right now, because imagine 2 years ago, we were selling the other product. I'm not going to mention any names. We still are, because some of the military and government still use the BGAN and others. But you had to get 50,000 gigabyte, it would cost you on the other network, it would cost you about $30,000 to $40,000.
A month.
So the product is so amazing, and it's much faster.
Yeah.
I mean, before we could only get about 700 up and down speed.
700 kilobytes?
Yeah. Now it's like it's so much faster. It's hard to believe, like sitting in the middle of nowhere, it's hard to believe. It's just like you're sitting at home watching TV. And it really made me a believer, and I love the product. And and again, a lot of Americans are finding out about it. Also, when you call us, and probably we're the only company currently, because I've tried testing other places, we're the only company that actually will answer your phone. And you will have a real person that you will talk to, not a machine. And then also for customer support, we're literally the only company that will have 24-hour customer support. Someone will answer your phone if you're having issues or if you need help with the unit. It is easy. Most people don't need help. It's basically it's plug in and use it, which is amazing.
Throw it in the grass like I just discovered. Put it in the yard. No,
yeah.
I mean, have a clear view of the sky.
Right. And I also want to mention that we are literally one of the only companies that you have a lot of companies, Mike, that small American companies that listen to your show, you can pay, you can sign up at 30, net 30, you can pay with a check or, you know, with a wire. And that's very rare to find. Most companies will require you paying with a credit card.
I see.
Yeah. So we are open to working with purchase orders, with wires, with pretty much anything that your company is adjusted on working with.
So that can help people protect their privacy too, in terms of not having to use a credit card. You ever going to take crypto?
We're gonna. I was just at the Bitcoin event.
Were
in
you?
Vegas, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. That was something else. I'll talk to you more about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would love for us to be able to take crypto in our store too. And I've got a couple of guys working on that, but the integration is very difficult with shopping cart infrastructure.
Yeah. I mean, JD Vance was there And basically, it seems like America is more open to it now.
Oh, clearly.
And clearly. And I think more and more people are going to start using crypto. Unfortunately for me, most of my investments were not in Bitcoin. Some of them were.
Yeah.
But I had a lot of other crypto that aren't really moving, such as, you know, I've had Ripple and Solana and Ethereum and Litecoin for like 12 years. And they're not moving as much as Bitcoin did. So,
yeah
kind of wanted to diversify, but hey, you know, it'll work out at the end.
Yeah, well, exactly. But the point is, these are all tools that can really help people survive off-grid. And what you offer now with the Starlink bandwidth plus the satellite phones, you know, people, because of what's happening in LA, more and more people really want to get out of the cities. But maybe they're still working a job, or maybe they can remote work. Well, a satellite connection allows you to remote work. You can you know, join the meetings, you can have video, you can do Zoom, you can do everything. So you no longer are restricted geographically of where you can go. And that, if you're close to a big city right now, you should be thinking about getting out of Dodge, really, or at least having a place to go.
Yeah, just don't bring your voting ways with you when you move to my city. That's the only request I ask, you know, leave, because you don't want to ruin, you know, all the other conservative cities by getting away, because you're getting away because it's crazy. If you bring crazy with you, it's not going to work out. So that's the only thing we ask.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, we don't have the tolerance for crazy here in rural Texas that the LAPD has. I think the LAPD is ordered to just stand down and just let them throw rocks at you. You know, they're not
so
even
bad.
Told to arrest anybody, it seems. We don't put up with that out here.
Yeah.
You notice, I mean, this is Texas. This is a law and order state. People don't get away with that.
Yeah. I saw that interview yesterday with the chief of police in Los Angeles. And because Mayor Bass, I guess is her name.
Yeah.
She was standing right next to him. He was saying stuff to make her happy. But he didn't look like, it looked like he was, it almost looked like he had a gun on him to say what he was reading. To me, I'm just like, I just feel, and I know this guy, this chief of police, does not want his people to be hurt.
Right.
And I know that he wants his people to do the job, but his hands are tied, and it's just so sad to see how California is ran. They just need to get rid of.
Yeah, I think the only reason the local police there finally got orders to do something was because Trump sent in the National Guard.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the locals are like, okay, we'll do it. We'll do something. We'll start arresting some looters.
Yeah.
I would not want to be a cop today in any
LA.
City like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And definitely not in almost in any city.
Yeah.
But you know, I think Trump is doing his best to bring law and order. Look, I'm an immigrant and we came here legally. And this is why we came to this country, because it wasn't lawless, and the country that I left was.
Yeah.
It was crazy government, you know, and so I didn't like the direction, the way this company was going the past 4 years, but I actually, I actually love the direction that the country is going now.
Yeah.
And this is what we voted for.
Well, you're an immigrant. I'm married to an immigrant. You and I are both pro-immigration when it's a legal process.
Yeah.
And we're also both, you know, gun owners, and we support the rule of law, and we support American businesses, et cetera. So I think really most of the country agrees with what you and I are saying here about this. And if anything, people are becoming a lot more aware of the need for preparedness.
Yeah.
So let me just give out your website one more time here, sat123.com. And here you've got the Starlink deals right here. There's a Starlink Mini. You've got a mini power supply with a laptop. There's bundles. And then there's the satellite phones here. And then there's you've got the ballistic backpacks that we'll talk about on another conversation. You've got the solar generators here with, you know, the battery supplies, charge controllers, et cetera. So this is where you can find it all.
Can I say something about that?
Yes.
And I heard you do the podcast with Dawson Knife about prices going to change.
Yes.
On these, the prices will definitely go up. On all the generators.
Okay.
Yeah, so we do have about $4 million in inventory. I think once our inventory is gone because of the parts and everything that's happening, I think the prices will change. They could double. So I highly encourage people to get your generator solar panels. We have the 400 watts. Those are so amazing. The 400 watt can charge your big generator within just a few hours. And it's portable. It's so easy to carry out when you need it. So if the electricity's down, if something happened to the grid, you carry it. It's got a handle. Even though previously 100 watt, I couldn't carry it because it would be like 60, 70 pound. This is 400 watts and I could carry it, and it folds. So then you could just adjust it to where the sun is at.
Uh-huh.
Amazing. And then of course we have the 200 watts and the smaller ones, but I highly recommend that everyone get those 400 watts because those are going to change in price. Right now they're pretty inexpensive. And then also get one of the packages. Go to BeReady123.com.
And oh yeah, BeReady123.
Yeah, yeah, we put some packages together there for you, which is like 40-50% off of a package. And then after that, I think once our inventory changes, when we go out to get more inventory, I believe the prices are going to change because of the tariff and everything else that's going on.
Okay, here's BeReady123.com, some of the exclusive deals. You've got the power deals here.
Yeah.
You've got the solar generators, your Ultimate Survival Go Bag.
Yeah.
That's got everything in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually, now that comes with one of the machetes. That
oh,
you
it
made.
Does?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not updated in the picture, but when you do order one, it comes with the like $1,000 machete, which is so amazing. That's what I took with me.
The Outfitter?
Yeah.
Or Outfitter Extreme is the big one.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love that one. It's
me too.
I can cut a tree. I mean, like, I'm 63 and I was out there, you know, cutting down for my firewood and all of that. And it was so easy. It was so amazing to have.
Yeah. We put that under the microscope when I was interviewing John, and we saw the edge and everything. It was really, really amazing construction. All right, so that website is BeReady123.com. Tina, I really want to thank you for coming. I know we're gonna do another segment talking about the Faraday bags. So folks, if you want to catch that, check it out at Brighteon.com. But thank you, Tina, for coming here today. As always, it's fun and it's very useful to have this conversation. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you so much for having me.
And for those of you watching, you want to take advantage of any of this, go to sat123.com. That's sat123.com and check out the exclusive deals there. And look, I don't even have to alert anybody to the fact that cities are becoming dangerous and, you know, we're headed into a revolt/insurrection type of scenario in this country, because you can see it happening every single day. So get prepared with backup communications, backup power systems, and be prepared to help your neighbors in a time of need as well. And the place to do that is Satellite Phone Store, long-term sponsor of our platform and broadcast. And the website is sat123.com. Thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams. Take care, everybody. The super volcano Mount Etna is erupting again. So far, the eruption has been rather small, although still impressive. Pushing clouds up to 4 kilometers skyward. But if it actually experiences a full eruption, then it would eject so much particulate matter into the atmosphere that it would block sunlight around the entire world for a year or even longer. I don't mean 100% of sunlight, but it would diminish enough light to cause crop failures all over the world. It would shorten growing seasons by effectively lowering temperatures everywhere that crops are grown. So the food supply that normally feeds the world would suffer a catastrophic collapse. And this has happened before. I forgot the year. It was like 1817. Tamburo, and it caused what was called the year without a summer in the UK. So far away, halfway across the world, a year without a summer, and crops failed all over the world back then. Well, at that time, the population was a small fraction of the current population of the world. So if this eruption gets worse, we're in a dire situation. Well, we want to help support you and offer you solutions to help you get ready for this. You obviously need to have a food supply. We've got that available right now, laboratory tested, certified organic at healthrangerstore.com. We've got right now the Ranger buckets, 536 servings, certified organic, emergency storable food supply in rugged polyethylene buckets. And then inside the bucket, each food item is packed in a, what we call a brick. It's a compressed, vacuumed, extra thick container that makes it kind of like a thin brick shape, which also has additional long-term storage capabilities. So these things, this is why we could ship these to North Carolina as we did last year. We can ship them there, but we're not afraid of rain. Even if it rains on these, it doesn't destroy the food inside. There's no cardboard, there's nothing to get soggy, and it's also essentially rodent-proof, except for maybe bears. If you have a bear problem, you know, you've got bigger issues. But for most rodents, they can't get into these buckets at all. So very handy there. Now, we're also on the verge of a potential nuclear conflict with Russia right now as the situation heats up with Ukraine. Ukraine's kind of stuck in the middle, but the NATO leaders want war, and some of the crazy, insane, warmongering neocons in the U.S. government, they want war too. They want war with Russia. They want war with Iran. They always seem to want war, you know, because the right people profit from it. Well, we don't want war, but we want you to be ready if there is a war. So I've got samples on my desk here. We've got nascent iodine right there at the bottom in the bottles available, and we have Iosat, which is the FDA-approved potassium iodide supplements. If there's any kind of a fallout scenario, nuclear terrorism, nuclear war, you name it, you definitely want to have a good supply of iodine to protect your thyroid. If you lose your thyroid from typically, you know, radioisotopes of cesium, such as cesium-137 or iodine-131 would be the one that goes right to the thyroid. But I mean, I mentioned cesium because that is more of a systemic impact on the body, very toxic with a half-life of 29 years in that case. Radioactive iodine only has a half-life of about 7 days, but if you don't have iodine protection for your thyroid, then your thyroid gets destroyed. And then without your thyroid, your life is miserable because nothing works. You don't have energy, you can't sleep right. You know, without your thyroid, your body is a wreck. So protect your thyroid with iodine. This can also be used in moderate amounts as a daily iodine supplement. And I'm not saying take the dropper or drink the bottle. No, that would not be recommended. It's like a drop or two. Read the label. It's a very tiny amount of iodine that you need each day. I mean, it's actually in micrograms. So you don't have to overdo the iodine, but it is good to have the right amount in your body and not have an iodine deficiency. We've got iodine and Iosat available at healthrangerstore.com. Go there right now. Here on the homepage, you can see everything that we've got available, some of the different featured products, including right now Hawaiian astaxanthin and many other products as well. We've got lots, you know, a new batch of turmeric also, which is incredibly beneficial in so many ways. So check it all out, healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.